On the line is Graham Steed, who's the scout leader of the 12th Cambridge Scout Group, who's just been orienteering with a group of scouts in the Cotswolds. Graham, first of all, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to our big geocaching day. You do things the old-fashioned way, don't you, in the scouts?
We certainly do at times, yeah. We had 21 scouts out in the Cotswolds last weekend for a walking weekend, sort of teaching the basics with maps and compasses and so on, and it was fantastic fun.
Nice one. Now, tell us exactly, if anyone's listening to this, what is orienteering and what do you need to do it?
You don't need a huge amount to do it. Orienteering is a sort of a bit like geocaching in some ways. It's a sort of a point-to-point navigation across sort of the open countryside. You don't need a lot, really. A compass, which you can pick up for not a great deal of money in an outdoor shop, and an ordnance survey map of the local area. It's very, very simple.
And how easy is it to do it? I mean, do you get clues? Do you get information? What kind of help did you give the scouts when you're out and about last weekend?
Essentially, we got them to plan their own routes going from point to point. We sort of gave them 2 points to get between. They plan their own routes using the map and the compass. The basic skills are quite easy, but it's one of these things, a little bit of practice, and it can take you to wherever you want to go. You know, we get six-year-old beavers out navigating along riverbanks, up to 16, 17-year-old explorer scouts going up major mountains. So it's really the kind of thing where it can take you as far as you want to go.
Yeah, and loads of benefits, I imagine. Very, very healthy as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's good. You know, we love getting the young people out in the countryside. As your colleague was saying a little bit earlier, you know, that people do want a bit of a sense of adventure at the moment. And, you know, we've seen a 5% increase in the number of scouts across the country this last year and across Cambridgeshire as well, who just want to get out and do something a little bit different. It's a lot of fun.
So do you reckon the scouts could find the caches or treasure using just their maps and compasses then, instead of using the GPS stuff that we're encouraging people to do today?
Absolutely. If they're all they need is given the coordinates, there should be no problem with tracking those down on an ordnance survey map. It should be perfectly able to do it.
Good stuff. And if anyone's listening to this and they want to become a scout, how should they go about it?
Absolutely. We've got an email address. If you want to be a scout or indeed a scout leader, we certainly need more adults. Just email join@cambridgeshirescouts.org.uk.
Okay, lovely stuff. Give us that one more time, Graham. Go on.
That's join@cambridgeshirescouts.org.uk.
Lovely stuff. Graham Steed, scout leader of the 12th Cambridge Scout Group. Thank you for talking to us
on
BBC Radio Cambridge today. And fingers crossed, people will feel inspired and go out and do a bit of geocaching, orienteering themselves today.